Good morning. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back to the radio ministry of Independence Baptist Church. During the month of March, Pastor Reynolds has been talking about God. Now, in the first week, we read Psalms chapter 90, verse 2, which talks about God being everlasting. We started the second week in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, which talks about nothing being like unto God. And then last week, Pastor Reynolds went through about 20 different attributes or characteristics of God. Now, for those of you that might have missed the first few, I'm going to go ahead and go through a quick recap of those attributes, some of those attributes that Pastor Reynolds mentioned last week. So God is infinite, which means he is limitless. God is omnipresent, which means he is present everywhere at all times. God is independent. In other words, he doesn't need us. He doesn't need anything. He is independent. God is immutable, which means he doesn't change. He's the same today as he was in the days of Adam. God has foreknowledge. He knows what will happen, and he has complete control of what will happen. God is merciful. God is gracious. God is love. God's wrath is just and pure. God is long-suffering, or he is patient toward men. And then God is a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And it's this particular attribute that Pastor Reynolds is going to be digging into a little bit deeper this week. So to get us started on this topic, Pastor Reynolds will be reading out of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
As we continue in our study concerning the true God, we'll notice that there is a triune God. The Bible states that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Notice in the book of Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 18, the Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." This word baptizing here is the word immersion. That is what baptizing really is. Baptizing is the total immersion of a person in water. This is not the same as salvation. And a person is not saved while they're in the water. The Bible states that they are saved beforehand, and they're baptized because they are already saved, not in order to be saved. Notice another little phrase here. The Bible states in the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 that we ought to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Just look at this phrase, in the name of. What does that mean? Well, it means power. It means by the authority of. A person that is baptized by the authority of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They are all three one God. There is a triune God in which a person believes. Notice in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2 that the three works of the Godhead that bring salvation to dead sinners. The Bible said here, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Notice these three little words here. The Bible said that we're elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Any person that is saved has been elected to salvation according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Then they are sanctified, they are set aside unto salvation by the Spirit of God. And then the person really believes in Christ unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This tells us the whole scope of salvation, that it is not in a man that has done this. Rather, salvation is a work of God and God alone. You know, a person cannot come to Christ of their own strength. He cannot. But a person must realize that they have no strength to come. A person must realize that they are trusting only in Christ and in Christ alone. They're led into doing that by the Spirit of God, and they are also elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Notice in the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7 and verse 8 that the Trinity is in these verses explained. I understand that some Bibles have left these verses completely out, but they're not out of the King James Bible. I know that they're left out of the NIV. I know that they're left out of the New World Translation. The Bible states in this verse, there are three that bear record in heaven. And I tell you what, there is three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. I know that people today have trouble understanding that there's one God, and yet He's revealed in three different ways. There's a lot of people that believe that there's three gods, but there's only one. I know that we don't understand all about this, but it's absolutely the truth. The Bible said in verse 8, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. Salvation is real. I'm glad to know that it is, and I know that it's not mine, except that I've received it because God has graciously given it to me. I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. I'm so glad that the Spirit of God separated me and called me unto salvation. Without the work of God involved in that, there is no salvation whatsoever. Think now particularly about the work of God the Father. Our election to eternal life is according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Now, there's some people that believe that our election is based on God looking into the future, determining who would believe, therefore electing those to eternal life. But if this is so, then there is no need for election, because election takes place after salvation and not before. But if this is even so again, there is no such thing as total depravity or the complete inability of men to come to Christ on their own. There is no such thing as that. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Psalms 14, verse 2 and verse 3. The Bible said, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. In verse 3, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. And this passage agrees with Romans chapter 3. You see, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, and He was going to see if there were anybody that would trust Christ. But He found nobody. There was not a one that was trusting Christ on their own. That's why the thought that the election is based upon God's foreknowledge is absolutely wrong. Because the Bible states right here in this place that nobody was going to be trusting the Lord if God hadn't given to them this gift of looking unto Him. The fact is that God has looked in the future, and He saw nobody that was trusting the Lord. Therefore, God elected some to salvation, and He gave them the free gift of eternal life. Next, notice this, that the work of God the Son. We've talked about the work of the Father, but notice the work of God the Son. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6, we believe that Jesus was with God before the worlds began. The Bible said, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We believe that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, actually became man without ceasing to be God, having been conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary in order that he might reveal God and redeem sinful man. Jesus Christ, he's the one that died on the cross that we might have everlasting life. Notice here what the Bible states in the book of Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. The Bible said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." That is, the promise of the Messiah is a sign. Jesus Christ came into this world. He died on the cross of Calvary, and there he paid all our sin debt. Jesus Christ paid it all on the cross of Calvary. The book of Luke, chapter 1, and verse 35. When the angel talked to Mary and explained to her exactly how all this is going to work, the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." This is a marvelous thing, that the Son of God came into the world, and he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Christ came to do his Father's will. He was always concerned with doing his Father's will while he was living upon this earth. We believe also that the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished our redemption through his death on the cross as a representative, that he died a substitutionary sacrifice, and that our justification is made sure by his literal physical resurrection from the dead. I'm thankful today that Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the slave market of sin. I have all of this to credit my Jesus for, not that I might credit myself with one thing, but that I might thank the Lord that he has died for me on the cross of Calvary. You need to think about it, that in eternity, that I'm going to spend eternity thanking God that he has saved my wretched, eternally doomed soul from a devil's hell. I'm so glad that he has. Has he saved you? I pray today that you might see that Jesus Christ is the only one. Jesus Christ returned into heaven. Jesus Christ, he makes intercession for us. Jesus Christ is the one that is being accused now by Satan. But Jesus Christ is our constant advocate. I'm thankful to be saved today.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground in the last 4 weeks, but as I've mentioned several times now, we're only able to scratch the surface of this topic. You know, it's always a good practice to take what is preached and to search it out for yourselves. I'd encourage that on any topic. But this particular topic of God is a pretty big one. And Brother Wayne has done a great job of covering the attributes of God. But I would strongly encourage you to take these things that have been talked about and studying them out for yourself. And I have no doubt whatsoever that you'll be greatly encouraged as you explore these characteristics and attributes of our wonderful and merciful God. Now, before our time is up, we want to give you a personal invitation to attend services with us today. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, and then worship services at 11 a.m. And this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 4, with worship services starting at 4:30. During the week, we'll be meeting for a Bible study Wednesday night at 7 p.m. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. For more information about our church, for some free books that you can download or some audio messages, you can log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. You can also call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. Our time is up for today, but be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the last message on this series about God.